Penguin Audio presents Sentenced to Death by Lorna Barrett. Read by Cassandra Campbell. Chapter 1. Founders Day Weekend. What else could Bob Kelly, the head of the Chamber of Commerce, come up with to try to draw a crowd to the little village of Stoneham, New Hampshire? Tricia Miles shook her head at the notion and resettled the weight of the warm, sleepy, and sweaty toddler against her shoulder. Booktown, New Hampshire, as Stoneham was often referred to, had risen from the ashes of near extinction thanks to Bob's efforts when he'd enticed some 10 or so booksellers to locate to the village. It had put Stoneham back on the map, and it made Bob quite a handsome profit, too. Tricia hadn't done too badly either, with her own mystery bookstore, Haven't Got a Clue. A small single-engine aircraft buzzed the town with a long banner trailing behind it announcing Stoneham Founders Day. www.stonehamnh.com behind it. Trust Bob to think of that, too. However, Tricia wished it wouldn't buzz quite so close, as it made conversation nearly impossible. And in only minutes, her friend, Deborah Black, the architect of the celebration, would be on deck to give her welcoming speech and to open the festivities. It was Deborah's child that Tricia held, since Deborah was otherwise occupied. Little Davy wasn't impressed by all the hoopla, and the warm August morning had sent him straight to dreamland, which was okay with Tricia. A fall had given the toddler a broken right arm, now encased in